Welcome to Random Thoughts. It is episode 23. He is still George. I am still Manuel. And we are not brought to you by Sparkling Ice Plus Caffeine Zero Sugar from Talking Rain Beverages.
They didn't like the whole comment about your asshole falling out. I'm sorry.
And we are definitely not sponsored by the Olipop Cherry Cola that he has been drinking. It is a fiber-based probiotic soda. It costs $2.50 a can. It is a pile of horseshit. But if you are interested in shitting a lot, you drink a 4-pack, it's roughly 24 grams of fiber, you will be on the toilet within 2 hours. I can only say that because an employee at the store I purchased it at said that is exactly what happens. Now.
Then why'd you give me this to drink?
It's only one can, 6 grams. You'll be all right.
Olipop Cherry Cola.
You'll be all right.
Kind of soda.
Also,
it says it has plant fiber.
There's a lot
prebiotics,
of
prebiotics, botanicals, plant fiber. Bro, what did you fucking give me?
There was a lot of fiber in that fucker.
Plant powered microbiome. What the hell?
That, kids, is the fastest growing soda in the industry.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
But who's drinking it? It does say non-GMO.
Who
verified.
Is drinking it? A lot of certified vegan fucks.
Yeah, it does say vegan, yes. Paleo, and...
Absolutely. There's no... It is...
Certified... What does the B stand for, that B?
I don't know. I'm not
biological?
I'm not up in the health factor
so
of
you
that
just
shit.
Gave me a health cola?
I did. It is indeed the fastest growing soda.
Well, it's not the best tasting, I'll tell you that much.
Somebody's drinking that shit.
Well, I'm just curious.
I don't know why I'm drinking it. It's the youngsters that are into that healthy, less sugary shit.
Nope. Don't
but
like it.
No. Okay. Also, before we dive in.
Probably help if it was cold, too. It's fucking hot.
Also, before we dive in, I did a thing. And
a
I made,
thing?
I made a purchase.
Which specific thing?
I purchased a thing. I did. I made a purchase. Because it has been gnawing at me for months. And I decided to spend the $100 and do my 14-day trial because I still have the receipt. And you probably heard it on the latest episode of the Stretch Goose podcast. I did buy that Rode mic. And first day of use, I got to say, very bright.
They are.
Very bright. I went through hell trying to turn that shit thicker and I couldn't do it. Like, yeah. I don't have the talent you have because this is your game.
I'll stop buying.
And I was fucking with
do
it.
Do some adjustments.
And it says it has a pop filter inside, so you don't need to have another filter over the top. But my God.
They
was,
all do.
But there was a lot of explosions. Like, I could
a lot
not.
Of plosives?
I could not solve that puzzle. Mm. But it is if you're into that shit, I don't know. I'm not a Rode guy. But I decided.
He's talking about Rode microphones, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, RODE.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan, you know, explain why in the comment section of our podcast here. Because I might throw that shit in the garbage.
I told you not to buy it, number one. I told you not to buy it. We don't usually get too techie on this show, but since he brought it up.
I was staring at that bitch for months.
All I gotta
and I was
tell
like, there's got to be a reason.
This show in. The Fonts Media Studios is absolutely not brought to you by any of that shit. We're proudly using SE Electronics Dynacasters. Okay.
And in the Stretch Goose Studio.
And we're not using the entry level ones. We're using the top line Dynacaster. Okay. I have standards. Yes. I have standards.
And the Goose Studio is operating with Samsung microphones, which aren't that bad.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. Those don't sound that bad.
Those are broadcast mics.
I got so used to those, and when I ever record in there, I think it sounds pretty decent.
Yeah.
I don't hate that mic. It's weird. It's not an expensive mic, but I do not hate it. It don't sound like this one.
No. It's obviously a couple levels down on the ladder, but you know.
But it does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
It really does.
It beats the Rode mic for sure.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that Rode, dude. Don't believe the hype. Listen, if you're listening to us,
every
podcaster
I see has that fucking thing.
Please don't. It's like they're bought into this fucking cultish club. Like, nobody in podcasting knows shit about audio. I'm just going to say it right now.
It's either that fucking Rode mic or that Shure mic. And I saw the Rode mic. I was like, I got to give it a swing.
And that Shure, you're talking about the SM7B or the knockoff SM or the lower model one, I mean?
Well, I've like seen the MV7 I've seen or both. On, I've seen both on those YouTube.
Yeah, they got shows the YouTube. Shit. The I'm sorry, the USB version.
Yeah, the USB. It's yeah. a dual, and then the other one is some shit.
No, so the one you're speaking into right now is similar to the SM7B, which is Shure's top line broadcast mic.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think this one. I don't even know why we're talking about this, but I think this one sits right between the RE20 and the Shure SM7B.
We're talking about this because I said I did a thing. And I don't like what I did, but I'm going to give it a few more runs, and then I'm going to throw it in the garbage because I can't.
Well,
all right, that's
fine. I am glad that you found correction in your erroneous ways.
Yes,
and that you automatically got negative feedback out of the purchase I told you not to fucking make because you don't trust what I say. You like to explore. You're that little rebel. You're that little rebel.
Look, when I research, when I do anything, I go down the rabbit hole. I went down the fucking rabbit hole because, you know, why not?
I'm going to tell the truth. Rode does make some good stuff. They have some really cool studio mics. They have some tube condensers that are pretty nice, actually.
I'm sure they have some high-end shit
got some stuff.
That you don't see.
Yeah.
But I just know that I see this fucking mic in 90% of the...
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just...
I agree. I don't get it with these Rodecasters, and they're okay.
Yeah.
I think they're just accessible, and they're a good price point. And be honest, for the price they cost, they sound better than anything else that's probably in that price range or close to. Although that, like I said, the Samsung mic you have actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to get...
So too bright.
I can't thicken it for the life of me.
You can't make it sound natural?
The gain has to be like on 90 just to get a feed.
Really?
Or whatever the max is on this board we use.
Yeah.
If you have it on like 40 or 30, you can't hear yourself.
Really?
I had it on like 70.
Well, these have a built-in, just so I could speak podcast terms for people, these have built-in kind of like cloud lifters, which I know everybody knows what a cloud lifter is.
Hopefully.
That's in broadcast, using podcast. But this has that built-in, the ones we use. It's called a dynamite or whatever the hell they call it. But anyway, that's built into this. So you don't need an external cloud lifter, as they call it. So that's why with these, you don't experience that. But anyway, I'm glad that you're corrected in your erroneous decision.
I have learned.
Immediate feedback. Fuck around and find out what they say, right?
Yeah.
Stick to the dude. The Samson sounds good in your voice. Just stick to it. Just stick to it.
Anyway,
unless you want to use one of these, I got a few more.
Let's tackle that. You know, off mic, I guess.
No more tech talk. All right. Well, at least more podcast tech talk.
No tech talk on this episode because we have
that's what I meant.
We have a subject.
Speaking of microphones.
We covered Poofy.
Things that are related to recording music.
This motherfucker ain't gonna listen to me.
I am. I'm trying to help you lead into
wait. I just said we covered Poofy in episode 2 or 3 on this very show because in March he got raided.
And I think that's
what we're talking about. Yeah, and they found all the toys and all that weird shit. And they were like, why?
Can you specifically tell me which toys they were?
No.
I want to hear it coming from you.
No.
What were they?
Sex toys.
And I'll Jiggle Jangers.
Sex toys. I'll leave
Jelly Blasts.
Moving on. So,
vibratos.
Would you like the backstory? Because you said I had to fucking say it. I could just dive right into this shit over here. I could just get straight to the current rain.
I think it's important.
And the fucking baby oil.
I think it's important.
And the
Wait. You're going too fast. I think it's important you talk about the pass raid back in March where they found all the ticklers, the whips, the fucking cat of nine tails, the dildos, the fucking vibrators, the fucking, I mean, you name it, the fucking double-sided fucking dildos, all of that. You gotta talk about the strap-ons, everything they found when they raided his house.
And then he jumped on a plane and he, you know, flew around a little bit.
And this is why when you talk about it, because it's related to where you're going next on breaking news of the day.
Right, but...
So I already kind of said everything, so you can just move on to breaking news.
Anyway, so he's back in court. He wants to get out of jail because the motherfucker says that the... federal jail is really hard on him, and how did he get here? Because you already kind of spilled the beans and kind of fucked up the flow by saying that he got raided and raided. So anyway,
I was talking about what he got raided the first time. I didn't say he got raided again. This podcast is a fucking mess. All right.
I was gonna do an opening and then how did we get here and then go to the thing and how did he get and then swing back to this thing. But we'll just go with it. Shit. Anyway, so there was an indictment, and he has been accused of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transporting prostitutes across state lines, all kinds of shit. He says, I didn't do it. There's a lot of cameras, a lot of footage in his house during the raid and that they just did after his arrest. And a lot of people are worried that they'll be named in you know, future lawsuits because Poofy knows some things.
Well, and I'm kind of confused because this article says here, it says a judge on Tuesday denied Combs bail, but his lawyers are appealing and insist their client fits the profile of a defendant who shouldn't be remanded into pretrial custody. So Combs came to New York City to surrender to government agents. Now, that's where I'm confused because it was all breaking news this morning or late last night that he was arrested in New York.
Yeah, they arrested him. They didn't wait for him to turn himself in.
But here it's saying he came to surrender.
Yeah, and they said and they picked his ass up.
So I guess after they arrested him, he tried to claim I was here to surrender myself. Okay, if that's how you wanted, what happened. Yeah.
And he says that he's not the type that should be.
Oh, so right here, I'll read what you're going to say. It says, furthermore, Combs said he shouldn't be subjected to rough conditions at a federal lockup in New York City, citing murders and suicides occurred in that jail in recent years. This comes from a guy who was arrested, indicted, raided, found with multiple, a warehouse full of sex toys and sexual paraphernalia.
Thousands of bottles of baby oil.
People are coming out talking about the crazy parties, the videos. Apparently there's cameras all over the house, right?
Yeah.
Recorded everything.
And they took all that footage.
With all this being said, he's saying that he doesn't, he shouldn't be in these conditions of the jail for someone who took advantage of people.
Yeah. This dude.
I mean, spending the night with Justin Bieber, I mean, that'll never really be. I'm sure that'll never come out, the truth of that. Who knows?
Yeah. Some of the stories is.
Find a 14-year-old car Ferrari. I mean, a kid of Ferrari.
Some of the stories is him drugging and then having all-nighters with him while they were fucked up. And then they wake up not knowing what's going on. Kind of like a Bill Cosby, except worse. So.
Okay. And then here's the breaking news.
Yeah. Here's some news reels of that'll dive deeper into it. But that's the basic overview.
We are coming on the air with some breaking news to bring you on the arrest of hip-hop music mogul Sean Diddy Combs, who was arrested at a New York hotel last night by federal agents. Authorities have unsealed Combs' indictment, so we now can see he has been charged with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Now, Combs denies all the allegations. We've got a lot to unpack here. This is just breaking. We were just able to read this. We have NBC News legal analyst Danny Savalas, who's going through it in real time. Danny, thank you very much. I know it's a lot, but let's just start on these charges. Walk us through just how serious they are. Again, one more time to repeat, it's that racketeering charge. It is sex trafficking, and it is transportation to engage in prostitution. What exactly do those charges tell you?
RICO Act's racketeering charges are somewhat difficult to bring. So for the government to bring them demonstrates that they feel they have a pretty strong case. And essentially what RICO charges allege is that somebody corrupted an organization. Could be a company, could be an organization of really any kind.
Okay.
And they have to allege that there are these predicate crimes, at least two. But they don't need to just limit themselves to two, which is why you frequently see in RICO indictments a long laundry list of all of these different alleged crimes that the organization was corrupted by. So,
hold on, that's not what RICO is it? I thought RICO was a way to build a case because they know that you're involved in something, kind of like what they did against the mob, right? They assume you're involved in something or they know, but they can't get to you because you have these buffers. It has nothing to do with an organization being corrupted by an individual. It's them making a case against someone because they're associated with known criminals and criminal activity. It's a little bit different than saying, oh, they brought it because someone may have corrupted an organization. It's almost like this guy is already running to Puff Daddy's defense.
A little bit, but
I mean,
he's doing his best. It's NBC. What do you want?
That's what you see here. You see everything, all kinds of, dare I say, horrific allegations against Diddy. And so you also see this.
But isn't an allegation of people have been talking shit about this guy and everything he's been doing since 2016 or 15?
Oh, these allegations have been going on for a decade.
for a long time. All these stories.
Yeah. And now it sounds like these guys were right.
All right. I'm going to keep playing. I want to hear how this guy words everything in defense of Puff Diddy Daddy here.
The sex trafficking allegations. Keep in mind that because we're in federal court, general rule of thumb is that these crimes are going to have some interstate element. And you see that throughout the indictment, that these allegations of sex trafficking occurred over state lines. That's the traditional federal nexus. Otherwise, if it was purely intrastate within the state, you would expect these charges to be brought in state court. But you see the racketeering charges. You see also the sex trafficking charges, which have as their essence crossing state lines. The charge related to prostitution. Again, you're always going to have that interstate element because we are in federal court. But the RICO charge itself is really the meat of this indictment. It alleges a lot of different criminal activity as the predicates to that racketeering charge.
Yeah, and so it sounds, but correct me if I'm wrong on this, like his sort of his business empire has a lot to do with this. And I think it's important for people to remember, as recently as 2022, he was listed as a billionaire. I mean, this is a man with
a serious
business empire in addition to what you may know him as just his music career. Does that play in with a conspiracy charge, a racketeering conspiracy charge?
The racketeering, the organization is the charge. You seized on exactly. Several decades ago, in about the 70s, Congress got together and said, how do we combat organized crime? Because criminals are basically taking organizations and corrupting them. And they came up with the RICO Act, and that's exactly what it targets. You mentioned Diddy's empire, his company. What happens when somebody takes a company and uses it for nefarious purposes? Because to some degree, American corporate law allows individuals to hide behind the corporation. The corporation does the bidding of individuals. It doesn't have any free thinking of its own. So that's exactly what RICO was intended to target, when criminals take organizations, corrupt them to their own purposes. And that's essentially what the government is arguing here, that it was the organization that was corrupted through all these predicate crimes, and therefore Diddy is on the hook for, at least according to the government, for those RICO allegations. So you're exactly right. The organization is the key to the racketeering charges because it is the organization that has allegedly been corrupted by the defendant.
So what is he saying then? They're not going after him. They're going after the organization, or are they trying to allege that he corrupted the organization?
No.
He was corrupted
What he is trying to do is explain all the charges and what they mean. That was it. And he failed because he's making it sound like some of these charges are similar or they bleed together. I mean, I don't know. If you are out there and you understand exactly what he said, double pats to you, basically.
Okay, so hold on. So RICO is an acronym for Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So racketeering comes from the term racket, meaning an organized illegal activity. Racketeering generally involves some type of illegal activity that is conducted as part of a group enterprise. Racketeering is traditionally associated with organized crime, although it can apply to a variety of illegal activities. Unlawful activities under RICO may involve protection rackets, bribery, embezzlement, extortion, loan sharking, counterfeiting, money laundering, drug trafficking, gambling, among other unlawful acts. A single criminal offense may not be considered racketeering. Racketeering requires a pattern of such criminal activity that is committed or controlled by an enterprise. Racketeering can be a federal crime as well as a state crime. Many states, including Virginia, have laws similar to RICO, often called Little RICO statutes. Okay, so criminal enterprise. A criminal enterprise is defined in RICO statute as any individual, partnership, corporation, association, or other legal entity, and any union group of individuals associated in fact, although not a legal entity.
Did you get it?
I'm trying to find out how they're going after this on an enterprise or organ, like.
They're charging his business with all these crimes, basically.
Yeah, but I'm trying to make sense of how they're approaching this, I guess.
We're never going to know that until the federal prosecutee starts talking, and so far that hasn't happened. They just have. Right now, it's just the indictment, and those are the charges. And now we wait and see.
Huh.
And the judge has already told him he can't leave the prison because he's a fucking risk, because he's a sexual criminal.
Yeah, I always even read that RICO had a lot to do with your known association of like who's around you and crime. So I guess it is related. I don't know. I'm not understanding how they're going after him. It sounds like the way he was talking, it sounds more like they're protecting him because they kept talking about someone corrupted the organization. So in my mind, when he's speaking, it's more like they're defending him because he could be the owner of the organization, but by him saying that, they're also already distancing him, saying, well, these things may have happened within his organization, but it doesn't mean he did them. So that's why I was like,
but trying to understand why he's saying it that way. Normally, don't you charge the head? And just see
yes
what
and
happens?
No. But the way that this guy's talking, he's not for or against, but the way he's talking, it sounds like he's already defending him. The way he's wording things, the way he said things in this clip was like trying to say, well, there was corruption in the organization. They may have arrested him, but the way he's talking, it also sets the guidelines, you know, it's already setting it up to where it's like, yeah, he was in the organization, he owned it, but you know, it could have been corrupted by other individuals and these things may have went on, but it doesn't mean it was him who actually did them. That's why I was kind of trying to figure out, like, why is he saying it that particular way instead of just saying they caught him on a, you know, due to RICO statute. It just, I don't know, it just sounds like he's defending him more than he's actually talking about.
It's NBC. It's NBC. I don't know.
I don't know either. I was a little confused. It was like, oh, he was indicted and he was arrested, but under RICO statute, but it just means that the organization may have been corrupted. That's what he said. And I'm just like, what?
Well, don't worry, because we have the other side of it, which is Fox News.
Yeah, but this is a different clip where after he was arrested, apparently they raided another property that he owns.
Right.
And they arrested people there.
They raided the... Is that the... That's his...
this that is...
I think that house is actually under the name of the business.
Is this current or is this the old?
No, that's house? Current.
It is?
That's where they find all the baby oil and shit.
So you saw this one earlier?
But then you got a poster down here in September 17th, well, yesterday.
Yeah.
Saying that this is footage of the Miami raid, so... I know they raided his house. They raided one of his properties and found all that other shit.
Yeah, they raided another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
so we'll move past this clip. This may be the wrong clip, but they did raid his house and they found baby oil and lubricants. So the first time when they raided his house, they found the dildos, the strap-ons.
Well, if that footage,
cat of nine tails.
If this guy says that the footage is Miami in March, then this is where they found the toys. Is this raid?
All the actual sex toys.
Yeah, this raid.
The toys.
Miami.
The tools.
Yes.
Yes. The vibratory tools.
And then this current raid, after they arrested him, they found lube and video footage and all kinds of other shit. So.
Lube and video. Jesus.
Yeah, and there's also footage circulating online of him.
Well, I heard they found video footage, but it's crazy. So did he keep... Okay. So he had warehouse A with all the sex toys, warehouse B with all the lube and baby oil.
Yes, and then you have to...
Is there another warehouse with more stuff?
And just off of this alone, you have to get a pick sheet and pull like an order, and then you ship that shit to the house.
Jesus, dude. He probably did that too.
Oh, I'm sure he did, and he charged it as a tax write-off to his business. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Come on. He's not a billionaire for nothing.
Well, I say fuck him, man. You know, people have been talking about this guy for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to be – now let's get conspiratorial.
Look, oh, boy.
They've been talking about this guy for years. I don't know. I thought 15 or 16 is when I first started hearing a lot of the rhetoric come out. I know in 2018 for sure a lot more people started coming forward. And what's crazy, though, to me is the timing because everything that's going on with the election – and then all of a sudden they drop this gem where they decide to finally arrest him when they were letting him run free for how long already? They could have got him a long time ago.
They could have got him when he was getting the key to the city from Eric Adams.
Yeah, so the timing here is kind of strange, especially when, I'll just throw it out there because I can. When they allegedly found a car full of bomb, but explosive material anyway, by a Trump rally in New York, and coincidentally, this happens, and then this story breaks out and obviously is bigger. So I don't know. I just wonder if it's a suppressive story. I mean, it's almost like at any time, their government or whoever's behind this saying, we'll throw you under the bus at any time at, you know, for our convenience, right?
Because so is this to throw people off the scent?
I think so. I think so, because if you think about it, one attempt on Trump, two attempts on Trump, and this one they're saying is attempt, but now they're – and even in the article I read, they're trying to discredit it by saying, oh, well, the dog – the bomb-sniffing dog was really in training – and it was a suspicious call, and it was pretty much by where the rally is, and there was all kinds of people, but they're trying to suddenly downplay it, even though they can confirm there was a call and that a dog actually found the explosives. So I don't know what to make of anything anymore. So I don't know if this was just they said, you know what, fuck it. We want to distract everybody from what's going on with the Trump assassination attempts. Let's just fucking arrest Diddy and put that out there.
It's hey, dude, anything's possible.
Now, what's interesting, though, with Diddy is how long is he going to last in jail?
If he is convicted of all of that sex stuff and the underage kids and all that, he'll survive because he's too big of a name, too rich. They'll put him like Martha Stewart his ass somewhere.
I don't know, man, with all those charges. I mean, Martha Stewart was basically
it's
insider trading, you know?
No, I'm not talking about the crime. I'm talking about the place. Martha Stewart got...
You think they'll protect him?
Oh, yeah. Because she got that minimum, you know, hideaway prison type shit. He might get the same.
You think?
Probably. Because he knows... I think he knows a lot more, and I don't think they want him singing.
I mean, they're basically saying he's the Epstein of rap.
Yeah.
And I think the reason he doesn't want it, like he went to court to try to get in better conditions, is he wants a more controlled environment because he doesn't want to get Epstein. He doesn't want to end up, oh, he died from hanging himself. Because who knows what he has.
No, he does have ties to Hillary Clinton.
Well, there you go. Fucking, she had ties to Epstein. And he has footage. People have said that he has cameras installed. He was recording people. Then they found that footage, so they already know who the fuck's on it.
Yeah,
at least the recent ones.
Well,
Cat Williams was right the whole time. People were talking shit, saying he was crazy.
Big Dick Deviance is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them. All lies will be exposed. That's all.
So was what's that guy? Eddie Griffin too.
Yeah, Eddie Griffin as well.
Yeah, he was talking about those weird parties that he was hearing about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now fucking Denzel said, fuck that. I ain't even showing your party. You can keep your invitation.
The fucking indictment talks about freak-offs. So I guess is how they start. I don't even know what a freak-off is, but kind of like a dance-off maybe?
It's a fuck-fest?
Is it a dance-off?
I don't know what a freak-off is.
You know how you have a dance-off and you got two people dancing?
I don't think that's what a freak-off is.
You don't think of the freak-off is, no. I'll do my whatever, and then you
I don't know what a
one-up
is.
Me with
I don't live whatever. In that world. I don't live in that world. I'm going to fucking look it up now. See, we're old. We don't know. The charge against Shaw, Diddy, Combs explained. Oh, BBC. Maybe they'll give us. 2 years ago, rap musician and mogul Shaw, Diddy, Combs threw a lavish 53rd birthday party at his $61 million mansion in Beverly Hills. All right. Party coincided with the 30th year in the music industry, 3 decades in which he formed his own entertainment empire and changed the sound of hip-hop. Fast forward to 2024, and his career is on the ropes. In a case filed in New York, the star has been accused of kidnapping, drugging, and coercing women into sexual activities, sometimes through the use of firearms and threats of violence. All right, this one goes a little deeper.
Okay.
They're not just talking about protecting the fucking organization that might have been corrupted by an individual, jackass. So the same Los Angeles mansion that hosted his birthday party was raided by police in March. Their officers see supplies that they say were intended to use in orgies known as freak-offs. So there you go.
So it is like a
yes. Well, okay. It's an orgy. But there was just a bunch of people just fucking each other like crazy. Also included drugs and more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil. Mr. Combs has denied all the charges, entering a not guilty plea on Tuesday the 17th, which was yesterday of this recording. The court case comes after a year in which the musician has faced lawsuits from a number of women. Here is how the allegation against Mr. Combs have stacked up.
Hold on, stop.
So these guys have a lot more in here.
Hold on, wait.
Fucking UK is all over. Diddy. Wait a second.
So he was only raided in March.
Yeah.
So then, what the fuck is that article talking about?
Well, it wasn't this one. You read another one.
What?
Yeah, you read a different article.
Fuck that.
Maybe it did happen, and they're already just hiding it. Who knows, man?
I don't know. Those of you that are in the know, let us know.
There's a bunch more lawsuits between November to December 2023 for alleged sexual assault. December 2023, there was an underage sex claim.
Wow.
Damn. February 2024, accusations of grooming. Music producer Rodney Jones Jr., who produced 9 tracks in 2023's The Love Album, and Mr. Combs in February 2024, accusing the star of making unwanted sexual contact and forcing him to hire prostitutes and participate in sex acts with them. What the hell? On May 17th of 2024, the Casey assault video leaked. Is it Casey or Cassie? What's her name? Is it Cassie?
Cassie.
I think it's Cassie. Okay, so that video leaked where he beat the shit out of her, remember?
Yeah.
Just chasing her down the hotel.
Remember that.
Okay, so May 21st of 2024, a former model sues. So model and actress Crystal McKinney accused Mr. Combs of drugging her and forcing her to perform oral sex in the bathroom of a New York City recording studio in 2003. July 2024, Combs maintains innocence as 8 lawsuits are filed. September 10th of 2024, no show at court hearing. So he was supposed to go September 10th, and he was a no show. So Mr. Combs failed to attend a virtual. It was virtual. How do you fucking fail to appear in a virtual?
That's probably why they picked him up.
Okay, so he failed to attend a virtual hearing for a lawsuit filed against him by Derek Lee Cardello Smith, a Michigan inmate who claimed the star drugged and sexually assaulted him at a party in Detroit in 1997. Is that the guy that was claiming that?
It's probably the same guy.
He's gay and Khaled's gay and what's his name? Rick Ross is gay, something like that. That they're all gay together. Not that it matters if you're gay, but to put this in context for
the
everybody.
The video that you're referring to?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think it is that
it's
inmate,
probably the
right?
same guy.
Okay, September 11th, 2024, girl band star sues. So Don Richard, a former singer in Mr. Combs' girl group Project Danity Kane, filed a suit against the star. The singer who later joined Mr. Combs in the band Diddy Dirty Money, what the fuck?
That dude has so much
whatever,
fucking, yeah.
Alleged that the musician sexually assaulted her on multiple occasions by touching her body as well as verbally abusing and overworking her. Okay. September 16, 2024, Combs is arrested. Okay, so this is the current arrest, right? The star was arrested in a Manhattan hotel room after a grand jury indictment. His lawyer said the star had cooperated with authorities and voluntarily relocated to New York in anticipation of the charges. Yeah, whatever. These are the acts of an innocent man with nothing to hide. Why? Because he chose to move to New York to live where he was from originally anyway? Get out of here. Okay, September 17th, charges and details of the freak-offs revealed. Okay, so this is what they were talking about.
Well, the video footage is going to show a lot, so that lawyer better have some good.
Says, these freak-offs were elaborate and produced sex performances and were highly organized parties, prosecutors said. Mr. Combs' associates allegedly booked hotel suites, recruited sex workers, and distributed drugs, including cocaine, methamphetamine, and oxycodone, to coerce partygoers into sex and keep them obedient. The staff allegedly arranged travel for the victims and organized a supply of intravenous fluids to help them recover from the parties, which sometimes lasted for days. What the fuck? You keep these guys up for days without sleep, just fucking and sucking all day and night?
Heavily drugged.
Prosecutors, and he was recording all this. Yeah. So he's obviously doing this to get dirt on people so he can basically get them to do whatever the fuck he wants.
Now the feds have all that footage.
Yeah. Prosecutors also allege that Mr. Combs taped the freak-offs and would use the footage to pressure his victims into silence, just like we said. Mr. Combs' lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, probably mispronounced that, declared his client's innocence and described the freak-offs as consensual. Dude, seriously? Is it sex trafficking, he asks? Not if everybody wants to be there. Jeez, who is this guy? Who is this lawyer?
He's quick. Fuck. He's quick on his feet.
That Diddy is fucking toast. I say throw him in a Gen Pop. Let him rape the fucking guy. Let him spread those fucking big ass cheeks wide. I want to see 3-4 dicks in that asshole. I want his teeth broken out. No, I'm not going to say all that. I know. Okay, I'm sorry. That's wrong. I shouldn't have said that.
Do you want to retract that statement? I want to see 4 dicks in his ass.
No, I don't want to retract that. No.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
Pay attention to what you just said.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know what I said.
All right.
You don't want to see him squirm? I mean, come on, this guy.
I don't want to see 4 dicks in his ass.
Okay, maybe not. But still, I said what I said, and I know I'm probably wrong for it. Someone's going to go, oh my God, how can you say that and advocate for violence? Well, fuck you. This guy has been known, and there's been so many stories and videotapes, and they say he's out there basically fucking prostituting kids or soliciting kids for sex.
Yep.
I'm sorry. If you go to that level, I don't give a fuck what they do to you. I just don't. I don't care what I say about it either. If you don't like what I say, shut this recording off. I don't care. It's not okay for someone to do that and get away with it.
What I'm wondering
is... They knew about it. They fucking raided him in March. They let him run around, fly around the fucking world, and suddenly he's in New York, and they arrest him, and they're trying to say... The lawyer's saying, oh, well, he was just doing some good faith. He already knew that it was coming, so he just decided to be here to make it easy on him. Fuck you.
I wonder who's on those tapes.
I mean, with all this going on, do you really need a RICO charge, seriously, with all of this shit that I just read?
The idea is to get other people to flip.
Well, of course.
So if you charge the organization...
They obviously have the evidence. They have everything they need without even trying to turn this into a RICO charge.
But you know if you charge the organization, you charge all the employees.
They could tie all this to the organization, I guess.
And somebody will probably sing.
I can see how this is tied that way if he stupidly ran all the finances for all this through the company. Like you said, he wrote it all off.
He must have, because they charged the business for some of this.
It
wouldn't shock me.
Fuck you, Puffy P. What Sean Diddy, whatever, dude. He made up so many names.
It wouldn't shock me if
can I ask you a question?
Bought all of those materials on the business dime and tax write-off. It's probably sitting in his taxes somewhere.
So who's next?
Oh. I didn't know, dude. I'm sorry. Who's next? Nobody knows. We'll find out during the trial. Like, who else is in there? Who squeals? We'll find out.
I wonder if they'll make it a public televised or if they're going to keep it.
You think they'll court TV that shit?
I'm wondering.
Probably not. They won't allow Poofy on TV with testimony. I'm sure that shit will be edited and cleaned up. But like I say, you know, to be continued. If we get more, I'm sure we'll show up on Random talking about it.
Yeah, I'm sure next week we'll have an update.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be more coming out. I mean, they've been monitoring the guy forever. They've built a case, obviously. They've been monitoring enough to build a RICO case against him.
Yeah. We've been hearing about this shit for 16 years. So.
Yeah, but okay, so I know we're going to get off this topic because we want to move on.
Yeah.
But I'll just say this. All the lawsuits filed against him for literally sexual abuse, drugging people to force them to have sex, like everything related to illegal sexual activity with others, court cases actually filed.
Yeah.
And it took them till now to do anything?
I don't know.
When they raided him in March, like they literally were showing his plane because, you know, everything
They were Santa Clausing his ass.
Yeah, you could see everybody's plane on the there's apps and stuff for it because every plane, they're registered. They have to be, you know, okayed to fly everything. So you could see them go everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And they showed him going almost all around the world. They could have got him at any time.
They could have.
I just don't understand why they let it go this long.
They could have, but they fucking didn't.
I just don't understand.
Awesome. I was right. It was episode 3.
See, was it that we talked about it?
Fact check myself.
The first time? All right. Well,
let's get into some funsies.
Fuck Puff Daddy.
Warren Buffett, according to Benzinga, the ad heavy fucking article.
Dude, this Benzinga, thanks for the news, but fuck, your site is such clickbaity.
I know. There's an ad like every 2 feet on this thing.
All right, here we go.
All right, so basically this article is about Warren Buffett's character. And his daughter asked him for money, and he said, no, go to the bank like everybody else. And it was in the Warren Buffett documentary. His daughter Susie shared this story. It was back in 2011. So this is this documentary, if you haven't seen it, check it out. I think it's hilarious.
So Warren Buffett's allegedly worth $142 billion. Daughter asked for $41,000 to renovate a kitchen. Is that what it was?
Yeah, just remodeling the house.
And he tells her to go to the bank and get a loan like everyone else.
Yeah, he said, fuck you.
He's like, bitch, this is my money. You go make your own way in the world.
After she had the baby, she asked, for your grandkids, dad. And he said, no.
So, nah.
Nah.
So what does she do for a living?
I don't even know what she does. I just love that quote. Go to the bank like everybody else.
Go to the bank like everyone else. That is so fucking funny, man.
She is quoted here saying in 2017, she wasn't asking for a handout. I thought I was asking for a loan. I was not asking him to give me the money. She said his refusal caught me by surprise. I thought, oh, come on. Can't you do this?
That is so fucking funny. Despite how it might sound, Susie never felt like her dad was being cheap.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, That's how he stays rich.
What do you think he's wearing? He's in the same fucking house since God knows how long.
Yeah. He don't give a fuck. I mean, he could have bought properties every day for the rest of his life if he wanted to. That's funny.
That's the bit. This is just a pretty interesting story. On to CNN.
On to more interesting news.
This is an employee at Wells Fargo clocked in on a Friday, found dead on a Tuesday.
On the third story, right?
Third story in the middle of nowhere at the corporate office. A 60-year-old woman named Denise
Prudhomme.
Prudhomme.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Prudhomme.
Prudhomme? Prudhomme?
She clocked in at 7 a.m. on August.
She was 60 years old.
Yeah, she clocked in.
Huh.
August 16th, 7 a.m. Found August 20th.
Fuck, man.
Dead in her cubicle. The employees got a foul smell, and they thought it was just faulty plumbing.
Right?
That's right, dude. Employees reported a foul smell, but assumed it was faulty plumbing in the building, like somebody took a shit, and it got stuck in the pipes.
Someone clogged the pipes.
That's what they thought this decomposing body was.
Fuck, man, how sad is that? That you clock in, and then...
Some medical thing.
But nobody.
Nobody noticed you.
Nobody looks for you for 4 days. Nobody. And I'm not just talking about at work. Think about it. In her life, 60 years old, 4 days, no contact with anybody. This you is have how, a routine, this, right? Going to work, yeah. Coming home, all that. Nobody fucking checks in on her.
The only reason they were looking is because they noticed she never clocked out. She was still on.
That's it?
Yeah. They're like, oh, this bitch is still getting paid. We got to go find out. And they went looking, and they... somebody's security guard caught her in the office, hunched over, but dead.
And what's crazy is nobody found. I mean, now does anyone go up to that floor? Is the question?
Obviously, her death is a tragedy, sadness, and all that.
I'm not making fun of her death.
I'm chuckling because of the humor of it. So I want to preface it by saying condolences and all. This is really a sad thing. The humor is directed more at the company. And the employees, and how they actually viewed her as an employee.
But nobody went on that third floor. Nobody went on that floor.
Nobody
ever. No one passed by her cubicle or office.
No,
she's
in a part of the building that isn't trafficked very often.
Oh, like office space with Milton and the stapler.
Yeah, how you go down below and.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to move your desk.
Your desk down below. So she was in that part of the building where she does something important, but something that no one walks over to look at.
That's crazy, man.
She's one of those employees. And dead in the chair.
I wouldn't mind having that type of job, though, if you think about it. Nobody fucks with you. You get your paycheck. You just hide out in the corner.
I just thought it was weird. It's like, oh, she hasn't clocked out. We should find out where she is.
I think it's strange that Wells Fargo, being the large organization they are, so it's either they don't really staff this location or this, but it looks like a big corporate building, by the way. It's not a regular bank. You by looking at the picture.
Yeah.
Nobody went to the third floor ever. I know you could say she was out of the way wherever her office was, but still.
Think about this. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So they walked in on a Monday walking around, smelling some weird shit on that floor, and they never thought to walk over there. They were just like, oh, it's the plumbing. You know?
That's crazy.
And
what's even crazier is no one specifically asked
where
about
she is,
her or looked for her, being that she was kind of like incognito for 4 days.
Yeah. What's crazier is the supervisor didn't even bother to look.
4 days.
Yeah. Security guard found her.
She has no interaction with anybody. Like, what was her position there?
I don't even.
It makes you question, like, kind of like what we said about corporations before. Like, they don't care about you. Really don't care about
this
you.
This is obvious they don't care.
Yeah, they only care about you as far as the tasks that you're assigned are getting done. Outside of that, they don't give a fuck.
That's.
They don't give a fuck enough to even check on whether you're missing for 4 fucking consecutive days in a row.
Like, you never left.
4 days in a row.
You never left the office.
Right. And it's not even that she never left the office. It's like.
They don't have a camera.
Nobody interacted with her. Oh, that's another good point, actually.
They don't have a camera showing her leaving the building. She's somewhere in the building. Nobody thought to walk in there on a Sunday and go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Not even on a Saturday, Friday night. Like, why are you still punched in?
Good point.
What are you doing? You're stealing OT.
Yeah.
Not even that. They just went home.
I guarantee if they probably weren't running payroll, they still wouldn't have found out she was still on the clock.
No. That's not it. And if you're an employee and you smell something that gross, it's not poop. Trust me. I don't think it's the toilet.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean,
well, in this case, it really was no shit. Man, that's sad, man. 60 years old.
Yeah.
What's sad to me about the story isn't that she wasn't looked for at her job. It's like nobody looked for her. Nobody. 4 days. Nobody in the world. Question.
I mean, we can skim further down. Maybe she has kids. I don't even know.
I mean, we're talking 4 consecutive days, Manuel.
What's up there on the top? August 20th, security on site reported finding an employee possibly dead in a cubicle.
It was a cubicle.
On the building's third floor. She was pronounced dead at 4:55 on Monday. So she worked another shift on Monday.
Yeah, a full shift. Bro, another, and this wasn't a tucked away office. It was a cubicle.
A full shift of her just.
If you're in a cubicle, there's other cubicles next to you. Did nobody go up and work on this floor? Was she the only one? She had the whole fucking floor to herself.
What I'm assuming is her neighbor in the next door cubicle was the one reported the smell, I'm guessing.
That's crazy.
Which is even dumber because you can't just look over the fucking wall and be like, what's going on?
I mean, it'd be kind of obvious it's right there, like next to you. Man, this is sad. It's sad. That's a fucking sad story.
It is. It's pending medical and all that.
They never said what the cause of death was, right? It must have been like a heart attack or something.
The examiner is looking at that shit.
That is a
crazy story. Oh, here's a little. This is CNB.
Hold on. Since we're talking about corporations that don't give a fuck, Amazon cares.
A little.
Amazon cares. Slightly. Well,
slightly. Right. A small nugget.
Incentives. Part small of your nugget. Package.
Yes.
Part of your package now.
CNBC. Little key points in the article. We don't need to dive too deep. Amazon is raising their wages for their warehouse workers to $22 an hour. They are adding to new employees only. So if you've been there a while, you don't get this perk. Amazon Prime for free.
That is fucking bullshit. Hold on. So older employees who are getting paid.
You just get the raise. You don't get the Amazon Prime.
No, fuck that.
If you're a new a new hire gets Amazon Prime.
They need to go back and give everyone fucking Prime.
It is $140 a year commitment, and it comes with free shipping, all that. So, yeah, if you've been there 10 years, you only get the raise. You don't get the Amazon Prime. If you're a new hire, you get both.
No pension.
With them,
but you do get $140 a year incentive.
Yes.
Roped into your hiring package.
Yep.
Which includes long hours for low pay.
Well, no, $22.
Medical. $22. Is medical free there, by the way, or do they have to pay like a portion of it?
No, the wages are $22 an hour now.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. $22 an hour.
I'm assuming it's only like...
To work in a fucking warehouse all day, sorting packages, yes, loading
throwing
trucks.
Throwing them into a fucking bin or whatever the fuck.
$22 an hour.
And the stock is up $1.54. Just saying.
How do adults live on $22 an hour, by the way?
I mean,
I could see if you're married and you have a partner, but I'm talking about if you're by yourself, how do you, like in today's times, Amazon could be paying them a $25 an hour minimum.
I guess if you're in a one bedroom apartment, maybe you can swing it. No car payment. You got to buy the car outright.
I guess it would depend where you live, but it seems like cost of living across the United States everywhere is just up.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's up due to our, you know, I'm sure you'll cover it on one of your political shows, but
maybe. Hey, possibly.
Also,
perhaps.
What's trending now? McDonald's is selling a 50-cent double cheeseburger, and Wendy's is giving them out for a penny. So we are helping somebody.
All right, fine. So big news, Amazon paying $22 an hour for warehouse workers, and you get $140 a year incentive in Amazon Prime subscriptions.
New hires only.
Yes.
You got to remember that.
Offer does not apply to previous customers.
No.
Actually, let's look at the McDonald's thing here. And if you know, these guys were getting shit for
if you're broke as shit, you go to McDonald's for 50 cents.
They're bringing
doubles.
Back the 50 cent double.
Yes.
Because everyone's complaining. Oh, wait, it's only for National Cheeseburger Day. Fuck, did we miss it?
Yeah, it's today, I guess.
Wendy's is giving them out for a penny. Ha ha, Mickey D's.
Wendy says, fuck you.
For the second consecutive year, the fast food giant is discounting one of its most popular menu items, the National Cheeseburger Day, on September 18th.
Which is? It's the date.
It's today.
And you bought a burrito.
And I bought a fucking burrito.
You could have got like four cheeseburgers.
I could have got to Wendy's and got like 20 fucking burgers. What am I doing?
Users who open the app will be prompted to take advantage of the National Cheeseburger Day promo.
We already discussed the app debacle. That shit don't work.
There also is McDonald's is complementing its popular $5 meal with an even better offer, those cheeseburgers. Yay.
Let me see. The combo, which was released this summer amid slumping sales, features a choice of McDouble, McChicken sandwich, four-piece McNuggets, small fries, and a soft drink.
That is key. The deal will be alive until December.
Yeah, the $5 meal deal. Why are we fucking pumping up McDonald's so hard?
It's in the article. Fuck, I don't know. It's part of the article about Amazon giving away.
The offering from the Golden Arches is competing with value combos from rival fast food chains like Taco Bell, Burger King, and Wendy's, and Popeyes. You know, Popeyes has come out with a vengeance. You see all of the new Popeyes popping up everywhere, all remodeled and looking all nice and clean. And
I saw that.
Crazy.
Burger King was giving away free cheeseburgers if you were on the rewards program.
So unfortunately, anyone who is hearing this, you missed it because we missed it. And we're recording this on the 18th, but it's the end of the fucking day.
Yes, we're already gone.
Well, hell, I wish we would have read this on the last episode, and we were talking about our experiences with McDonald's and the apps and all that shit.
This article also points out that diners are also giving away 1 cent
junior bacon cheeseburgers from Wendy's.
Wendy's diner. Oh God, I can't talk.
Diners looking to get the most value on National Cheeseburger Day will also be able to score a 1 cent junior bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's with the purchase of another menu item.
Oh, you're a dick.
If they buy it on the chain's app or website,
You have to buy something to get the penny.
And it has to be done through the app or the website. Yes.
I don't know why they like this app shit is garbage. All right. Nice.
You know what I like about this is everybody is admitting that they're making so much profit that they could take a fucking nosedive for one day.
For one day.
Think about that. All the restaurants across America. This news, if it got out in time and everyone took advantage of it, think about the loss. Think about the fucking loss today. The stock market should be crashing today. Let's just think about it. If everyone took advantage of this.
This is all, you know, smart of them to not advertise it.
Yeah. I mean, this just came out today.
Yes.
And the fucking deal was today.
And they had the app, which probably had...
For those listening, September 18th is when it was released.
And the date of this recording is the actual day of this recording
and of the National Burger Day deal.
And I'm sure if you are an app user, you probably got advance notice.
You know what they should have done? I wish somebody at McDonald's would ever leak this 1 month in advance. So someone can save up all their fucking change. And this is how This is how you fuck them. You save up all the change. You go in with a giant bucket, all in pennies, and you go, I want 100 fucking cheeseburgers. Here's 100 fucking pennies. And everybody does that and just clogs the fuck out of McDonald's. Dude, could you imagine how beautiful that would be to get on camera?
Even if they had advance
notice. The chaos that would ensue. Think about it.
Even if you had advance notice, I'm sure in New York, Donald Trump's rally would be empty today.
I'm sure they would.
They would be like, we've heard him talk before. We're going to hustle over to the Mickey D's.
Oh, hey, Trump, love you, but goddamn 3 hours, just want some fucking burgers over here.
Or if Trump knew, he'd probably go,
I think that's what would happen. That motherfucker would go out.
If he would have got wind of it, he would have bought for all 60,000.
And I just want everyone to know, in this rally, cheeseburgers for everyone. It'd be like, Oprah, fuck your car, you get a cheeseburger.
You get a cheeseburger.
Every family
you get a cheeseburger. You get a cheeseburger.
Nobody goes hungry in my America.
You get a cheeseburger.
I'm not good at impersonating Trump, but you get it.
Yeah, we are not impersonators. Those are for children.
And I can't do that because I don't want to get arrested by Gavin Newsom in California. So,
passed that little law there. Because he's fucking retarded.
Oh, God. We haven't talked about him in a while.
I ain't going to lie. You know what? I'm going to say it. Impersonations.
Please.
Impersonations are for children.
But impersonations are parodies, and they're not serious, and you know they're not serious. It's obviously someone's making fun. It's comedic. It's called comedy, people. What the fuck?
Tell me a joke. Don't act like somebody else.
No, but it's...
I fucking hate that.
Well, you hate it because you're fucking boring.
I can't fucking stand
you're
listening.
You're not boring. I'm just fucking with you. But listen.
I can't.
But you gotta admit that if someone can act in the mannerisms while doing something that is out of character for that person, you gotta admit that that's funny.
Now, if you're doing a stand-up set and you throw in the impersonation, yes. I'm with you. But if you're a microphone guy on a news show or whatever,
yeah,
and you pop out with that impersonation, you're a fucking ass.
But what if they're trying to make a joke?
Just relay the information. I don't need you to do.
And today,
I don't need you to read every tweet in Trump's voice.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
You're okay. Never mind.
The better way of explaining it is like listening to Steven Crowder.
I was gonna say.
He does everything he does.
No, I'm not going to say
he does the voice of that. Or insert podcaster here. You know, they all try to do an... It's like, just give me the information.
So you're saying when they're not doing parody, they're just literally reading it, but they try to do it in someone's voice. Like it's his actual tweet, but they're reading it in his voice.
Yeah, it's not funny. I've never found that to be funny.
No, just read the tweet.
Just read the tweet.
But if you're making a joke or you're doing a... you know, you're doing a bit, that's different, though.
Yeah.
You have to do it. I mean, that's part of the comedy of it.
Yeah, or it's like listening to Ben Shapiro do Bernie Sanders' voice when he's reading a quote or an article. It's like, don't do that.
Right.
It's like, stop it. You're being a fucking child.
Jeez. Someone is so mature over here.
Hey.
Someone is so fucking mature.
And I'm sure there's a dick in the comment section that'll probably go, oh, it's because you can't do it. That's why you're mad. It's like, no, even if I could do it, I'd still have the same feeling. It's fucking stupid. Just saying. Anyway, moving on.
Are you trying to say that media personalities who say what's going on in the world and give people the news should actually take their job serious?
It would be great.
All right. I agree with you on that one.
It'd be great. Especially if you claim to be a news journalist. See,
point in case, you could have just said that instead of calling everyone a fucking asshole.
But then we would only have like 30 seconds of tape here.
I think we're coming up on an hour.
Final story. South Korea removes 1,300 cameras.
We love Korea.
Because now, they found out that they are connected to servers in China and they don't want information going to China.
This is crazy because China is North Korea's ally. And so how are these camera feeds pointing to...
How are the lines getting to China?
How are they pointing to Chinese servers?
How are they getting there? I don't know.
I got to put this on South Korea. You know why? this is the home of Samsung and LG and Hyundai. I mean, we're talking about shit tons of technology.
These dumbasses installed the cameras.
They got their own cloud servers.
They installed these cameras.
You think, listen, I've done events for Samsung Corporate. Trust me. They have their own servers. They have their own internal shit. Okay, they don't fuck around. They got everything from chips to robotics. I mean, there's so much I can say that I can't say because, you know, I'm not supposed to. But these guys are no joke. And LG, too. They're huge. How are they hosting security cameras on Chinese servers and not even knowing it?
Well, these CCTV cameras were designed to be able to connect to a server in China, said a Korean official. They were forced to remove the 1,300 cameras from its bases after learning about this, according to South Korea's news agency.
What the fuck? Whatever the hell. Do some research, buddy. Listen,
Yonhap. Yeah, that one.
You have one job. Your job is to find equipment that will work for you, and these cameras are literally there to do what? Surveil the...
It's surveillance-based surveillance, yeah.
Yeah, military-based surveillance.
Yeah.
And you don't even take the step that you need to find out if, whether or not these fucking things are pointing to a fucking foreign adversary's cloud server system. What in the fuck is wrong with you? This is why I bring this up.
Not all countries are thorough.
Hold on. This is why I bring this up.
Okay.
I remember a long time... Trust me, it's going to make sense on why I was fucking bagging on South Korea here because
whoever
was in charge of this, are fucking idiots. Because I remember years ago in another life where I was obviously doing more sales. Yeah, anyway, so I was helping out and trying to put together a security system, okay, camera security system for a casino. And while they wanted to be cheap, obviously, everybody wants to be cheap. There's certain things they couldn't do because they had to meet certain guidelines for it to be approved and able to meet the gaming standards in every casino. So you had to do so much research to, you know, basically cross your T's, dot your I's, the whole deal. And if I had to go through that and a casino has to go through that, how does a fucking country's military miss the mark on going any further than reading the specs in terms of does it do 4K? Great. Is it wireless? I'll take it.
Okay, hold on. These cameras were supplied by a local South Korean company. They were found to be designed to be able to transmit recorded footage externally by connecting them to a specific Chinese server.
Yeah.
Korean intelligence agencies discovered the cameras Chinese origins in July. We're in September.
And they're just now being removed.
What? You found it in July. It comes down in July. The fuck you doing?
I'm telling you. And they could blame the guys who provided it, but it's your job to verify and approve.
This is government at its finest. Only 100 cameras have been replaced.
What the fuck?
You took down 1,300. You only have 100 replaced as of now. What are you going to do? Where's the other 1,200? You got to put them back.
This is a fail. Listen, your fucking neighbor is Kim Jong-un. He's right there.
Yeah.
His ally's China.
He loves to fire missiles over your head.
I mean, how do you drop the ball on this one?
That's wow.
Do we buy another Samsung LG product knowing that they're not even QCing basic surveillance cameras for a fucking military installation?
I don't even understand. I want to know the locally produced equipment. Like, where's that from?
I wonder how they found it.
Two of the manufacturers, Dahua and Hikvision.
I think it's Dahua and Hikvision. And I know who these guys are.
They were blacklisted by the Trump administration in 2019 after being tied to human rights abuses to the Uyghurs. Since then, seven more Chinese or Chinese-led telecommunications and video surveillance companies have been added to the list. The UK has also barred the Hikvision cameras from some sensitive government sites, while in February last year, Australia began removing hundreds of Hikvision and that word products from its government buildings. Even Australia has been buying Chinese cameras.
Well, it's hard not to buy too many things that aren't made in China, but...
Well, that's our fault, though, as a world.
Why did it take this long to figure out that it was sending information?
No one's going to be able to answer that.
Listen.
But I do know that you can only find 100 non-Chinese cameras.
I'm just saying, people like you and me, the average person probably wouldn't know, right? We're not going to go that deep. But we're talking about government agencies where you're literally using these products for surveillance and security.
Talk about stupid. The government is considering legal action against the supplier of those cameras, which is suspected of falsifying paperwork on the origins of those cameras.
Bullshit. You knew who they were. You know the brand. Get the fuck out of here. Talk about the government trying to pass the buck on, right? Get out of here.
You're going
to
sue the supplier of the cameras?
South Korea. Take responsibility for your fuck up, all right?
Yeah, take the L on this one. Replace more than 100 of those cameras if you can.
Yeah, 100.
That's it.
One fucking 100. I hope all the other ones were disconnected at least.
If you go up more?
Go back up?
Yeah, go back up because some of the cameras were near the border of North Korea.
Of course they were.
They weren't monitoring it and were instead focused on the training bases and the fence line.
Of course. Of course.
I hope those cameras are there. I hope those are the ones they replaced.
So they weren't monitoring the cameras pointing at the border.
No, they weren't looking at them.
But those feeds were going back to China, going back to Kim Jong-un, so he could find out who was trying to cross, right? You know that.
But according to South Korean government, no data was actually leaked or hacked or whatever.
Then why the concern?
Because you can externally.
They're full of shit.
Because you can hook them up to a Chinese server.
They don't want to admit to their bullshit. They don't want, like you said, take the L on this one. Just take the L.
Just, yeah.
Just take it.
Just, that's all you can do.
Just fucking take it.
Just,
you fucked up.
That's it.
Yeah. I had so much faith in you, South Korea. I did. The technology, the brands, like everything you have going for you.
We shit on North Korea regularly across our network. And
yeah.
And now South Korea does this.
And listen. The United States is no gem, all right? We have some.
Yeah,
we definitely have some.
We
you know,
fall on our,
how would you classify these people in the government?
Knuckleheads.
Knuckleheads. Yeah, okay, we'll use an old term. We definitely have some knuckleheads. We do.
Yeah,
we really do.
They fall on their face on the regular. This is. Don't be like us.
Yeah,
please.
Perfect. South Korea, do not be like the United States.
No,
just don't do that.
Be a little more thorough. Please be thorough.
Especially in the area you're in. I mean, come on. You got North Korea right there. You got fucking China right there.
Yep.
I mean, dude, Russia's not that far.
Middle East around the corner.
Yeah. You're kind of in a hot zone.
Dude, yeah, Japan.
I'm not sure you can afford to fuck up there,
isn't
bud.
Isn't Japan across the street?
Japan is not far. Yeah. I mean, on a map, it's across the street, but yeah. But,
no, I'm just saying. Yeah. Please don't give me geography lessons in the comment section. I don't care that much.
Please, by all means, give geography lessons in the comments section.
Yes.
Sections.
Oh, we got you.
Ah, hold on. Before we close the show.
We got to close the show with
before
another
we close the show.
With another not sponsorship advertisement of the Talking Rain Beverages Blue Ice Sparkling Plus Caffeine Zero Sugar with vitamins and antioxidants. 70 milligrams of caffeine. A good source of B6, B12, and E, zero sugar, zero carbs, zero protein, the finest of caffeinated beverages.
The finest.
If you want their plus one, where they have hundreds of milligrams of caffeine, tastes a little weird to me, but if you're into that, Talking Green Beverages. And that, kids, is how we end episode 23. Thank you all for jumping on, listening to Manuel and George randomize for God knows how long.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Later.